Bob, where are you going? Right here? We had these stones and rocks, $7 and then drink the giant, $7.
Okay, what's on here? Did you see the signs?
Hey, thank you everyone for coming out today. This is our June meet where we have our annual business meeting of the Philadelphia Division of the MRA. It's a required event every year to hear back from membership, to hear what's going on, what we're doing. So at this point, I'm going to call the meeting to order at 9:05 a.m. Everyone should have a copy of the agenda that we're going to go over today over the back of the timetable page. If anyone has any questions about what we're going to cover or any additional things, let us know, otherwise we're going to proceed. We don't have any really minutes from last year's meeting, unless there's any questions, we can provide some stuff. First, I want to start with introducing our current board of directors as exist. We have Mark Wallace, who's our clerk. Howard Kaplan's treasurer. Bill Fagan is the director at large. Charles Butch is unable to attend today. He's the superintendent, and I am the assistant superintendent, so I'm standing in his place. John Seibert is on the board. And outgoing board is Joe Bergmeier. So we'd like to thank Joe for his many years of service to the board. It's not the first time I'm going to thank Joe during my talk today, but and thank you obviously to the nominating committee for our election slate this year, which is Charles, John, myself, and Howard. At this point, we're going to do a final call for ballots. If anyone has not voted, this is your last chance. Otherwise, we're going to start counting the ballots now. Okay, John and your team, go. There's a table in there you can use. Additionally, if anyone's looking for restrooms, it's through that way, to the left for the ladies, and all around the corner to the men's.
And also, there are no paper towels left.
So there are no paper towels left.
You have to wipe your hands on your pants.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Okay, so we'll start with some superintendent remarks. This is a combination of what Charles had sent me and what I had added to what he sent me. So, this past year, the Philadelphia Division has continued to provide superior programs, events, and fellowship. With that statement, he and I don't mean just the board, we mean all of our members. Without our members, there is no division. So we thank you for coming out, we thank you for putting models on display, we thank you for volunteering at the clinics throughout the year. The achievement program has exploded in the last couple of years, thanks to the efforts of Joe Bergmeier. That was one of the things he was very highly on getting the AP program back active in our division. Without that, we probably wouldn't have Joe Walter sitting here, because he's was someone who was it. So the ongoing efforts of Dave Messer, Earl Payne, and Bill Fagan to bring people into the AP program has been a boon to the program. So we're looking for to have that continue. The dispatcher continues to provide to expand with great content provided by past and new authors. Topics of interest. The website work that's been done by Howard Kaplan continues to provide high quality internet presence for the division, and in my opinion, one of the best, if not the best, MRA division websites available on the web. that note, Charles recently received an inquiry from Peter Bowsers on the possibility of republishing an article with one of our division members. The article was The Car Orders Without Numbers, which was presented by Earl Hackett a couple years ago in our Wilmington meet. And it was on the website with some other clinics to see. What's great about that is that Peter Bowsers, he's not a local NMRA member. He actually doesn't live in this country. He represents the NMRA British region, and he wants to put it in their publication, their bi-monthly publication that goes out to 550 people every other month. So, thank you for Earl Hackett for writing the article, and obviously Howard Kaplan for keeping the website up to date to bring an international aspect to what we've got. So, we want to thank all of the division members who volunteered to run for the division board. Chip, Bill, Mark, and the other guy. Obviously, we have four qualified people running for office. We only have three spots, but we're glad to have the interest. The person who doesn't get elected, obviously, we're going to reach out and bring them in to help with other things. No guarantees of what, but we have all kinds of volunteer opportunities available if you're interested. And finally, 2019 is shaping up to be a very active year for the division. We are celebrating our 50th anniversary as a division next year. We're investigating opportunities of things to do. New Jersey celebrated their 50 years this year and they had a special dinner. They also had a special car run. We're going to look at something like that. We'll open to suggestions from the membership on something they'd like to see in order to celebrate our 50 years. So keep an eye on the dispatcher for future details of that. So that's all I have for the superintendent's report. If there's any questions for the superintendent or assistant superintendent, I'll take that now. Okay, thank you. And I'm going to bring in Mark Wallace, who is Ace Hockey, for his clerk's report.
Flying, even stamp collecting. This is very, very small.
if we were to triple the number of NMRA members, let's just round it up to 20,000, we triple it up to 60,000. That's a very, very tiny hobby. The good news is you can get to know everybody in the hobby. The bad news is we don't get the crowds out that we would like to plan for and we'd like to encourage to come in. So it's a challenge. There are 85,000 architects in America. There are 96,000 dentists in America. So between Howard and myself and our respective professions, model railroading is even rarer than those two professions. So we estimate between, there's 120,000 subscribers to Model Railroader magazine, and Model Railroader Hobbyist has about 46,000 subscribers, the free magazine that you can get online. That brings me now to my next thing is the website that we have here. How many people have an account with NMRA.org? Could you raise your hands here? It's like a weak half, and Mike's waving like crazy in the back. Okay, I encourage all of you to check it out. And if you want to, do all of your membership renewal online. It's very simple. You can buy stuff here. There's also a lot of free stuff on this website. There are our old clinics, old convention speeches, a lot of good material that is free. And one of the easiest things for us to do in terms of membership is to have you go online and sign up or go online and renew your membership. It's easier than filling out a form. It's easier than writing a check and sending it in. It is easier for us who try to maintain your membership to, you know, redo the email address or the phone number or the regular address. If you just do it here on site, it's done. And this is a very secure system. Believe me, this is like really secure. So I encourage you to get acquainted with NMRA.org. Get a membership, you know, you just plug in, you pull down the membership thing over here. There it is. And fill in the blanks, fill in your, as a matter of fact, if you put your name in, I believe your membership number even pops up. So they're waiting for you to show up and sign up. The other thing is I wanted to talk about this morning is sort of the pragmatic side of the hobby. About a month ago, there was a... can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. About a month ago in the May issue of the magazine was this article in here about one of our members out in the Midwest who had a fire. And we don't like to think about these things, but this is one of the reasons why the NMRA is here for you. We're a big network of model railroaders. This gentleman here had not inventoried his layout, his collection. He'd just been putting stuff together for years. And then, unfortunately, there was a fire in his house, and it destroyed everything. He had a paper safe that he thought was okay. It was only good up to 900 degrees. Fires get up above 2,400, 3,000 degrees. So they lost everything. But the thing he said that hurt the most was his model railroad, which was this smoldery area over here on the right-hand side of the photographs. And that was, for me, was really heartbreaking because I don't like to see these kinds of things. The antidote to that is the NMRA offers secondary property insurance, and it's at a really good rate. If you go to this page here, the Collection Insurance Program, J.A. Bash, and they did an advertisement here in this month's NMRA magazine. Has a very, very good advertising on here. $100 buys you between $13,000 and $17,000 worth of coverage. And that's really good for specialty property insurance, like a model railroad collection. And they have it in three tiers. You can talk about it with them. But it's something I invite some of you who have collected a dozen or more brass locomotives or have an extensive layout with hundreds of cars of rolling stock. Hey, check it out, because things happen. And it's funny how you don't think that you're in an area that would be in a flood, like Ellicott City, Maryland, 2 weeks ago, and then suddenly, boom, you have a flood. Or we have a storm, a freak storm, and a tree falls down, and things like that. So it's very reasonable insurance, but it's through our organization, and it's there for you. And I just wanted to point out this, and there's a whole host of other things on the NMRA.org. So we're in the computer age. A number of model railroad pundits have talked about that. There are free podcasts out there. There are free YouTubes. For better or for worse, it's heading in the direction of NMRA.org. On the other side, the flip side of it, the I'm holding it in my hand right now, the universal throttle. This is the universal throttle, whether you realize it or not. If you put a Wi-Fi and a proper USB connection, and you're running JMRI, connect it to your railroad, doesn't matter if you're running NCE or Digitrax or whatever, your guests can come and operate with impunity. And some people have told me it even works better. It's faster than the latency that you normally have in the layout. So there you are, NMRA.org, and it's a hobby, and that's my report. Does anybody have any questions? Yes, sir.
Is that $100 for a lifetime or young?
Excuse me?
$100 for a year, or is that a lifetime or
young? That's an annual yearly premium, okay? But when you consider some of the other forms of property insurance, this is a bargain. This is a steal. Any other questions? Yes, Ken.
$20,000 of coverage with this, and it's $189.
Okay.
And there's a guy in upstate New York, Bob Brown.
Yeah. Right. Right.
His whole house burned down, and he had the insurance, and they rebuilt his layout.
Excellent. Okay, well, there it is. A member benefit. Okay. All right. Okay. Yes, sir.
A comment, Mark, on the membership fluctuation.
Yes.
In December, when I sent an email to the office to tell them I'm moving to Florida for 6 months, I become a member of the Sunshine Region.
Okay.
It's an automatic thing. It's a pain in the neck.
Right.
Thank God Howard keeps me on the mailing list.
Yes.
And I still get the dispatcher.
Right.
But it's a pain in the neck because, you guys lose me. They meet 200 miles from where I live.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one state.
It's one region.
All Florida. All Florida.
Really? Which is 250 miles across the Panhandle.
Sure.
Almost 400.
We know how to reform divisions up here. It's really simple to do. They should actually do that.
No, it's a region. It's a region.
It's a region.
All Florida is one region. Okay. There's only four divisions.
If you guys could get through the official capacity of the divisions and through the NAR region, tell National, if people say they're moving temporarily and give them a time limit, don't move their region.
Okay, well, if you keep your mailing address in this division,
then I don't get the magazine for 3 months.
Well, that's just it. That's how they and that's one of the rules of being in the NMRA. Your division is set by your zip code. And so there are a lot of folks just outside of our division, to visit us, and it's the same difference. In the same breath, we're in conversation with adjoining divisions about the same thing. We have this fluctuation. And if your region is sensitive to it, it's done on the regional level, they'll divvy up the divisions or reapportion the territory. Right now in the NER division, there is a black hole that exists in the East Shore, Maryland, and Southern Delaware. So our division goes all the way down to Delaware. But if you're over the line in Maryland, you're not covered by any division at all. So you're just in a free form world down there. So I mean, no. So I hear your comments. Any other comments? Yes, Howard.
Can't you just have the post office forward your mail down there?
They only forward magazines for 4 months. And then they threw them away.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, and there is discussion at National about eventually going to a computerized magazine, but that's still a couple of years away, I think. Anybody else? Okay, that's my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Up next will be the Treasurer's Report, which is Howard. Along with Treasurer and many other things that Howard's doing, he's doing like half the work in the division.
Okay, my name is Howard Kaplan. This is your opportunity to take a nap if you like. That's part of it. That's part of it is what I've embezzled. So,
this is what you haven't embezzled.
If you turn to the third page of your handout, I made it easy for you and for me. You can pretty much see everything's laid out there. Our balance is around 25,000, and you can see the profit and loss, and in actuality, last year, we did not do too badly. We were only really 153.69 in the red. And that's not too bad. And part of that is because we've been doing our own printing, and we've been getting donations. People who have won the 50-50 have generously been donating their winnings back. And it's not necessary, but we appreciate it very much. Does anybody have any questions about the financial report? Okay, as far as the website goes, do you want to put the website? Can you put the website up? I've been doing my best to keep the events calendar updated to post layouts as Bill visits them and as we get photos and videos. There we go. Just wanted to point out some things. Under Achievement Program, you can see we have our honor roll. I just wanted to point this out so people can go and take a look and see what we've been doing with the Achievement Program. Honor Roll lists everybody who has earned any kind of certificate or Golden Spike, what year they earned it. Member Progress is actually more like a spreadsheet where each member who has actually earned at least one certificate You can see his progress. Going across, you can see which certificates he's earned and what year he's earned them in. And of course, then there's a Golden Spike application and NMRA information. This links directly to the NMRA website and their AP information there. Let's see. The library section. We have the newsletter, bylaws, articles and clinics. I'm going to be posting a lot more of those, but what I've done is I've gone through all the dispatchers going back several years and posted links to the, it'll bring up the PDF. Originally it was bringing up the exact page on the PDF, but it doesn't always work that way. So, but it'll at least bring up the correct issue of the dispatcher, and you can find past articles that might be of interest. Layouts, of course, any not only our division but neighboring divisions and even neighboring regions. We have some Northeast region layouts posted as well. Layout videos. That's Bill Fagan's cab ride videos. Everybody knows about those, and he does a gazillion of them, and he just keeps on. It's hard for me to keep up with all the ones he does. And then for anybody who has young boys or knows of any young boys, Boy Scout Railroad Merit Badge is down there. And I just wanted to point out the regional timetable. Just so that you, at a quick glance, I put a category field here with an image. So, you know, if you see a bell, that's a division meet. Reading, you see a Reading Diamond, that's Reading Tech. Pensy, you'll see it's a Pensy Tech meet. This is Anthracite Historical Society, and so on and so on. So, let's see. NMRA events, MER events, etc., etc. So it's pretty easy to find out what's going on. Just so everybody knows, on the right on the front page, you can get the latest issue of the dispatcher. You just click, and here's our division meets right here. You just click on these links, takes you right to the meet. We feature Model Railroad, one of our members, Model Railroads. This is Bob Dietrich's traction layout, beautiful layout. Pretty much change them out every few months or so. And then there's quick links. As you can see, you can read about the last meet here, the April meet recap. That's, by the way, that's a picture of the Southampton station on the Newtown branch, the Reading. And this is Whitmore. This is Whitmore station on the Chestnut Hill East branch. So, just wanted to point that out. And let me see if there's anything else. Apparel. We have, obviously, we have shirts, long sleeve, short sleeve, button up. Polos with and without pockets. We're looking into vests as a possibility. But, you know, if you're interested, they're for sale at every meet. I'm going to be taking over the dispatcher. Earl's going to be talking about that too. He's still, it's pretty much going to be the same as it's been, but I'll be on top. That's all, you know, the whatever. And because Earl's so involved with the AP program now and everything like that, he'll be taking over for Dave eventually. So anyway, but that's about it. Any questions? Okay, wonderful.
Thank you, Howard, for everything that you do for the division.
Well,
he needs another round of applause. Okay, up next is the dispatcher's report / AP report by Earl Payne.
Let's do the AP first. Don Trout, Adam Irons, Don Gordon, come on down. Come on down. These are the latest of our AP awards. I must tell you, the program is rolling right along. Most of these awards are from gentlemen who already have had layouts for years. And you walk in, you say, wow, you qualify for this, this, and this, and then it happens. So our congratulations to all of the past winners. Today we have four to award, okay? The first is the Golden Spike from one of our Delaware members. Let me find it here. John Trout. Congratulations to Golden Spike. Adam Iring, let me talk a little bit about Adam. Adam, believe it or not, has earned all his volunteer hours, not with our division, but with National. He's been working with the newsletter, proofreading. Cynthia Priest, you work with her. The application came through us, but we're very pleased to award this to him and thank him for all his work at the national level. This is the Association of Volunteers Committee. And Don Gordon, step up. Don has been three meetings away. These could have been awarded a while ago, but he is now up to, I believe, your fourth, right? Don is from Doylestown. He is being awarded the Master Builder Scenery and the Model Railroad Engineer Electrical Award today. So I'm going to hand both of these to him at the same time and congratulate him. We encourage all of you that would feel that you were award-worthy to let us know. We will come visit you. We will help with the dreaded paperwork, not so dreaded. Maybe even Joe Bergmeier will put in his application for his volunteer award one of these days. I'd also like to honor Chip Stevens. Chip has awarded, has earned the volunteer certificate. It's not in yet, so we'll catch Chip at our next meeting. That's about all I had to do with the AP certificate. Dave Messer bodes us hello. He's on a ship off the Canadian Maritimes. So I'll continue to help him. We will come to your house. You will help with the paperwork, anything you need. So congratulations to these gentlemen. Yeah, Rob just suggested anyone that has received the certificate this year, if you're in attendance, come on up. We'll do a group shot very quickly. I know Joe Walters is one of them. Where did he go?
He's over here.
Come on. Get up here, Joe. Come on.
Howard got one this year.
I'm trying to get the meeting rolling here, Howard.
Sorry.
And that's all in.
Yeah.
As far as, very short newsletter report, Howard has been working with me extensively over the past year, doing all the duties of laying out the dispatcher. With my position here with the AP program, I asked Howard if he could take it over. Bottom line is, he was pretty much taking it over already. So my congratulations, everything that you see online is a product of Howard's hard work, and I'm honored to be working with him. I'll be the guy that goes around to the division layouts along with Bill Fagan, taking pictures and keeping that in the newsletter. Mark.
And we need articles.
And we need articles.
We need articles.
I'll continue to do that. But Howard has taken over the newsletter and the website and the treasury. Kudos to Howard. Okay, Mark?
Model Railroading is a journey. Write about your journey. Forward the stories to Howard and Earl.
If you decide to write something, we'll help you edit, lay it out, the whole nine yards. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Write it up. You have a layout. Just do a schematic of your layout and write about how you built your layout, and that's an article. And everybody can do that. So just that would be great. We'd love to do things like that.
Anyone can do that.
Just send me photos.
Okay. Thank you, Earl, for those reports. Next up. And on a different hat is a report of the MER 2019 Convention Committee, which I'm the chairman of. So planning for the convention continues at a strong pace. The entire convention committee continues to work together to plan out an event that will showcase the best the Philadelphia Division has to offer. With all conventions, we're looking for volunteers. If you're interested in having your layout open or no layouts that might be open, talk to Bill Fagan. He'll get you a questionnaire to fill out about the layout. If you're interested in hosting op session, talk to Mark Wallace. If you're interested in hosting op sessions and don't know where to start, talk to Mark or myself. I'm a member of the Operations Special Interest Group of the MRA, so I can point you to some resources that'll help with that. If you have a clinic that you'd like to present, you can talk to John Seibert or Earl Payne. They're our clinician chairmen. And remember, if you're trying to get an AP, you'll get more points for doing your clinic at the regional versus the division. We'd love to have you do it one at the division level, but you get more points at the regional level. Start thinking about bringing models for the contest room if you're trying for any AP certificates. It's a great place to get them judged, which we're going to have a clinic about later on today. If you don't want to have them judged, we're going to have an RPM space in one of the rooms. Just bring your models, have them out for display. You don't want to be judged, that's fine, but we'll have a spot for you. And as always, we're going to need a lot of volunteers to handle everything between setting up for the event, making sure the clinics run, handling registration, pointing people in the right direction. So Charles is actually the volunteer coordinator. You can talk to him or myself about that. So future updates for that, I'll be providing a column for the dispatcher every issue to keep everybody up to date what's going on. We also have two regional conventions coming up that are sort of close. The NER, Northeast Regional Convention, will be in Mahwah, New Jersey, September 13th through 19th. And of course, the MER convention in Rockville, Maryland, October 4th through 7th. Since we're pretty much on schedule, I will give a sneak peek to all of our people here today. So we've been having some issues picking a name for the convention.
No, really?
Yes. So we've brought it down to three name possibilities. I'm going to poll the general audience here on what you think. It's not. And then we're going to probably decide it this afternoon at our convention meeting afterward. Is anyone's willing? Anyone can attend that, even if you haven't attended the other ones. So the three of them in alphabetical order are Beeline to the Main Line, Cheesesteak Local, or Liberty Bell Special. So show of hands for the Beeline.
Come on, guys.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Show of hands for a cheesesteak.
I want my one onions.
And show of hands for Liberty Bell Special. Okay, thank you.
You voted twice.
It's not official voting, so yes.
Not Philadelphia, actually.
Yeah, twice at least. So, are there any other board members that have any reports or things they'd like to bring up? Okay. I will open the floor for any comments, questions, suggestions from the membership.
Well, it's good seeing everybody again. I've been kind of out of commission for a while. Mentally, I'm back into it. Physically, I'm halfway back. I left, when was that, about a year ago? Turned everything over because I knew I couldn't fulfill my duties. But I knew that I had the best board of directors anybody could ever hope to have. All these guys do so much for this division, I can't even begin to tell you how much they mean to me, and really how much they mean to you. You got Howard doing multiple jobs, and Earl doing multiple jobs, and our young friend here is taking on multiple responsibilities with the convention. Mark, everybody just does stuff, and it's like, I feel blessed to have had those people on my staff. It was a godsend. It was for me, a very special and fulfilling time to be your super. I loved the job, but it was time to move on. But you have plenty of people here who carry it on. Now, the thing that I'm saying is, that doesn't mean that there's no place for you if you're not on the board. Volunteer, do something. You got an idea, bring it up. That's how these guys got started. I mean, when I took over, Rob, we put him in with what, the operations department, because he was so into it. And he just grew into it. And all these people have grown into it. I couldn't have done what I did without the help of all them. And I just wanted to, you know, I didn't get a chance to say it before, but I just want to tell you how blessed I was to have them and how pleased I was to be your superintendent. When I took over, we were in kind of no man's land, I guess. Our AP program was not producing things. This division has grown so much over the last couple of years. It's unbelievable. I'm just so blessed to have been part of it. So, from my heart, I just want to say to not only my board of directors, but to all of you, thank you very much for making my stay here one of the highlights of my life. And I will continue to work with the division as much as I can. Hopefully I'll get better and maybe I can get my layout done finally. I just wanted to thank all of you. It's been the utmost pleasure of my entire life. So thank you to my board, and I will now finally hand this microphone. Oh, wait, I think I'll take that. Okay, and this. No, that's a door prize. We haven't done the next yet. At this point, we are going to recess the meeting.
for the clinics, and then we'll come back with the results of the vote later on. So I'm going to give about 2 or 3 minutes for Val to set up with our first clinic while he trains the rail.